Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Happy Monday, Cleveland. It is an interesting day where the feelings of the new era Browns and the regrets of the old era Browns, yet it's all the same people, come clashing into one. The Guardians officially have a series win in the book. Is that, can we be at least slightly excited? An in-division series win? I feel like that's a good place to start, especially for Kansas City, who's probably, at least in my eyes, the top competitor to go alongside the Guardians in the AL Central, although Vegas would vastly disagree with the fact that I think the Guardians are among the top anyway, but that doesn't matter. And we're coming off of a sickness, battling through the end of it. I don't know. It's Jake Volnick with you guys from 7 to 11 tonight. Dominic Clary on the board, and you heard him on the 2020s. A great 2020 update. Starting the show off perfectly, and we're doing work behind the glass. Anthony Lant with us. I wasn't here on Friday, and that's because I'm dealing with probably the most irritating type of sickness, which is like, oh, I don't feel that bad. I feel pretty good. I had a sore throat on Friday. And then was just also congested, which I think is still slightly recognizable. But it doesn't matter. We're just going to continue to go through it. We're going to have a good show. I don't think we'll have a problem, but we're going to do just fine. And how can you not start off a show well when you finally get the thing that we've been calling for, banging the table for, and just waiting and waiting to happen that I never truly thought that we were ever going to get? And that is an admission by Jimmy Haslam that, hey, we messed up. Let's be real here. Did not go so well. Because he called the Deshaun Watson trade today a big swing and miss. And then also said, you know, it was a group decision. He stuck by his word. A group decision, but ultimately it has to end with Jimmy Haslam himself. And D, so that's who you can put the blame on. And so I ultimately think that, again, we got a good admission today. We got somewhere that we can look back on and say, okay, it might actually be time to put your hands together, not like they're clapping, but instead like you're folding them into your lap and say, okay, we can get past this now, right? Like, we can just not fully move on. I mean, we're still dealing with the repercussions of signing Deshaun Watson, him being on the roster. But like, that's sort of the nail in the coffin, if you would. That's the part where now you get to look in the rearview mirror and see Deshaun Watson instead of being able to look to your passenger seat and being like, oh yeah, he's here too. Or I guess it probably would have been like in the back seat, like the one you're dealing with six people in a five-person car. Right? But like, we'll call it an SUV, and you're just going down the road, so you throw the kid in the back. Like, just sit back there. There might be a couple of things sliding around back there with you, but you'll be all right. And you see just like the top of Deshaun's head cut off at the nose, just sitting in the back, just peering over the seat. It's like, yeah, That's where it is. But now you can look into the rear view and see him outside of the car. Right? He is now outside of the car. He might be being pulled in a sled alongside the back, but he's outside. And I think that is sort of your first signal, your first identifier to actually be able to begin to move on and look forward. And say that, yeah, if we have our owner, while the guy is still sitting here under contract, going to be here the entirety of this year, and like a 99% chance that he's here for the entirety of next year. You can now look at it, though, and say, if he's willing to say that, if Jimmy's willing to call it a big swing and a miss, and that you can blame them for the miss, we now have full confirmation, a full guarantee that Deshaun is never going to be suiting up in a Browns uniform again. I don't think that you say those kind of things about a guy that you then put back onto the field. Certainly not. And although Jimmy sort of stuck to his word and continued to go down the path of, oh, well, this one's sort of on me, but it's a group decision. It's a group decision, but hey, it's on me is the big part, right? That's the part that I hone in on. At least he's taking some responsibility. He's taking the majority of the responsibility, saying you can just put that on me. But I, again, don't know that that's really the most truthful thing, and it might not matter. But if anything, it more feels like a barrier, a space creator between the anger of Browns fans and Andrew Berry and maybe Kevin Stefanski. But I think, obviously, when we talk about the acquisition of Deshaun Watson, you're talking more about Andrew Berry. But I think Jimmy going through and saying, hey, I'll take the blame for this one, is sort of, let me take the heat. I'll say things went poorly under my watch, and we'll say it wasn't under your watch. The next question that then comes up, though, is where do you go from there? What comes after that? And now you sort of look at this entire thing, and you have the question in front of you. I don't know that fans are quick to really get off the Andrew Berry hate train, or the Andrew Berry even doubt train. Because if you sit here and look at it, it's not just solely because of Deshaun that people are really in doubt of what Andrew Berry can do as a GM. I don't think it's just the fact that you ain't got Deshaun. That's a sort of big takeaway is his entire time here. It will define when you go back and look at the history books during the Andrew Berry era in Cleveland, whenever it is that eventually comes to an end. It will, at least early on, be defined by the fact of you tried to go get Deshaun Watson, and it did not work. But at the same time, a lot of the concerns for Berry, I think, for the people in this city, stem from, yeah, well, you haven't particularly drafted well. And when you consider Deshaun the first-round pick, but then even after that, it hasn't gone incredibly. And I've sat here and told you that I don't think necessarily that Andrew Berry gets graded entirely fairly on the draft, and that it's not as bad as it looks when you look across the league and what those teams do with third, fourth, fifth, and later picks. It really hasn't been all that bad, but that's something that Cleveland fans, and are not entirely wrong on, are going to look back on Andrew Berry for. So I don't know that Jimmy taking the fall today by saying you can put it on me. You can put it on me and you can put it on D. Haslam to say that that's where Deshaun went wrong. I don't know that that's pulling the heat off of Andrew Berry from a Browns fan perspective. The only thing that it then draws into question for me is whether or not it pulls the heat off of Andrew Berry from an organizational, from a Jimmy Haslam perspective. Because from everything that we heard way earlier on in this offseason, right after the regular season had concluded, it had gotten more to, we believe in Andrew Berry and we believe in Kevin. And we're going to give them more of a chance. Well, if you believed in them and also understood that this year was not going to be a competitive year, another full circle conversation that we've had months ago, if that was the case, why on earth would you be sitting here and have those two guys rostered? or under your staff, employed by the organization. Why would they be with the team unless you truly trusted them for more than, oh, this year might just look the way that this year looks? And I think that's more of the telling thing for me. And it's no guarantee that Andrew Berry is going to be a Cleveland Browns front office member and a general manager when this year is said and done. But I do think that it probably puts it into scope for me that the bar then lowers. The bar lowers for what the Browns have to look like this year, or for maybe what the results are. Because if you're going to say, hey, when this thing is turned around, you're not going to get Jimmy Haslam going, well, Andrew came up to me and he said, we got to have Deshaun. And I just went along with it. And I told him, I'll believe in you, but this one lands on you. It's not what he's doing here. He's putting the space between it. He's saying, no, no, I'll take this one. This one will be me. Don't worry, Andrew Berry will be perfectly fine. Almost take that off of his record, right? We came to it as a conclusion, but I'll take the brunt of the load in terms of who's going to get hated on for this. And again, that to me is a signifier that I don't think that the bar is maybe as high as Browns fans may be placing it for what Andrew Berry and this team has to get done in order for him and Kevin Stefanski to keep their jobs. We talk about, oh, it'll just be, it's the 1 year. You have 1 year to go out and prove yourself, and this is going to be the season. Again, same person, I've said that as well. And I truly do think a lot of it still rides on you being successful this season. But the bar has to lower now. It has to get lower than it was. I don't think it is any longer maybe what Browns fans were thinking it might be. Maybe 8 wins, 9 wins, slip into the playoffs, whatever it might be to get you there, because you decided that you're going to forego the entirety of a rebuild. That you're not going to go through and do the entire tear it down to the studs, get rid of Myles Garrett, and tear this thing down. And then we'll just commit to losing and try the old method of a rebuild. Instead, they went down the route of turning this thing completely on its head. They wanted to go through and actually try to make this competitive, but it's almost an understanding for me that it's not going to be the best year. And I understand that. And if this thing does completely flip onto its head, then yeah, Andrew Berry might be gone and this might be a null point at the end of the day. But if they go through and this is an average season, this is a 6-win season, and you were competitive in some of those other games and you found yourself maybe in third in the division, or you found yourself battling, trying to get out of the fourth spot in the division, and there are some signs that the young players that you drafted actually came up and started to put together a little bit of something, something that shows a positive future. I think to me, that is a signifier. And everything that we've gotten today, it could be enough. It could be enough, and you could just be telling the truth. If you're Jimmy Haslam completely from the start, you really do have more trust. You really do believe that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski can turn this thing around. And that they truly have the ability, top to bottom, to go out and get done what needs to get done and make this team fully competitive once again, even if it's not a one-year turnaround, even if it takes the one-year retool, that you feel like you have the right guys in the room, like you've been saying. That you have Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski were not the problem on why this season went as awry as it did, but instead, more the hand that you were dealt. Maybe the true decision of bringing in Deshaun and the way that you went about last year and being handed some unfortunate cards and trying to double down, triple down, and commit to Deshaun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Was more your issue and not the two guys in the room. And if that's the case, well, then you get to buckle in. But I think we've taken the first step towards that. And the only way we'll know if that's reality is if we get a season like that, which I think is probably the most likely of scenarios, that you win 6, 7, 8 games and you walk out of this NFL season going, is that the bar? Is that the bar for Andrew Berry? 216-474-0092. Have your thoughts on the security of the Browns head coaches and coaching staff and front office changed due to Jimmy Haslam's comments today about Deshaun Watson? You can also get to me on X at VolnickJake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot to get to, and including a couple of guests today. We have Ben Garrett from On3, Ole Miss Spirit, going to talk to us a little Jackson Dart. A little bit of what's going to happen with draft day, like coming up at 8:40. Is he going to be good enough to trade back into the first round? We'll get how his pro day went on Friday and a whole lot more. We'll talk to Jackson Fligginger of Fear the Sword at 9:20 about your Cleveland Cavaliers and a whole lot more to get to as well. Station Buzz at 7:40. Get a Grip at 9 o'clock. We'll bring in Anthony Alant in the 10 o'clock hour and attempt to change his mind. But right now, 216-474-0092. Have your thoughts on the Browns front office and coaching staff changed with the admission made today from Jimmy Haslam? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volant with you guys right here on The Fan. I mean, I don't know that my thoughts on the individuals obviously have changed. I still sort of sit where I am with the job security of Barry and Stefanski and the job that they have done. Not the job security, but their actual performance. Their job security is where I sort of make my change. It is where I go down and I say, okay, well, if you're going to say those things, whether or not you believe them, I actually think it's probably the right decision, whether or not you're going to fire Barry this year or not. Because you're the owner. Your job is quite literally the safest job in sports. You own the team. You're not going anywhere unless you don't want to be here. Not going anywhere. You take the fault for a big whoop, right? You take this one on the chin and say, yeah, we'll still call it a team decision. It's not like I was going in and sprinting and telling Andrew and Kevin we had to get this deal done and to go look further into it. But ultimately, hey, had to come across my desk. I had to sign up for it. I had to give the okay. I had to be able to sign the checks and call it a day. You can put this one on me. We'll say that this is entirely my fault. And at the end, like, I am the one that you can look to. If you had to make a poster child for this move, you can make it me. I think it just helps, again, sort of alleviate some of the pressure that you might be feeling if you're Andrew Berry, and sort of go another pat on the back. Hey, I got you, okay? Don't worry about anything. I have you here. It's going to be all right. And I think that's just sort of what you get, right? It's just, it's going to be good. I'm here. We're working this thing through together. You're not completely out the door. And I think that's a good feeling if you're Andrew Berry and it helps you out. But it also might just be, hey, I'm just trying to take him off your back, but your job's still on the line. But to me, it's more likely that you're getting into this thing and then saying, yeah, guys, it's not Barry's fault. It's not Andrew's fault. Everything's good here. So when next year, after this team wins six games and you've gone through and what, then you have four losing seasons on the record for Barry in putting a roster together that's been intentionally trying to be competitive with a roster that technically he didn't really build from the beginning, right? He's added in some rotational pieces, but a lot of what was here and the young pieces that he took over were not his own picks. And you've had four losing seasons, but when you go into 2026, then you're going to be able to have the, oh yeah, it's okay, guys. We believed him. I told you I believed him. The Deshaun thing was my fault. And if you look aside from that, Andrew Berry's probably been a middle of the road GM. So we're going to keep him here and we're going to keep rolling the way that this is at right now. I want to know your guys' thoughts, though. 216-474-0092. Have your thoughts with the Browns front office and coaching staff's job security changed with the admissions from Jimmy Haslam? Let's go out to the phones. Let's get to Todd is in Ward 1. What's going on, Todd?
I like that he came out with it, Jake. I really do.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I think it was the right thing to do as the owner.
Well, I don't know that it was the right thing to do because he is the owner, you know. So what would have been wrong for him not to say anything at all? It's all right. As a matter of fact, he said, let's address the elephant in the room.
Well, okay.
And everybody already knows.
Yeah, I guess the when I say it's the right thing to do, if you truly believe in Andrew Berry, it's the right thing to do. Right? If you wanted Andrew out the door and you were like, we're going to fire him anyway, then it might not be the right thing to do. Then it's probably you'd be better off saving yourself. But if you truly believe that that's the guy and he's going to be here more than this year, then probably the correct decision made from Jimmy Haslam.
That was a group effort.
Yeah,
it was a group effort. You know, this wasn't all on Andrew. It was a group effort. And it really wasn't because the dude was a screw-up. He was just banged up, man. That's the truth. That is the truth. And he overestimated some money. And when we all like to be able to make a $230 million mistake and still be not only a multi-billionaire, but more of a multi-billionaire since you picked him. They've made money since they picked him. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that would be, as far as my knowledge goes.
Yeah, it ain't bad, man. You can make a mistake like that. You're still a multi-billionaire. You're richer than you were when you picked him. And your woman ain't going to leave you after you done messed up like that. That ain't bad. Life all right for him. So I'm other than saying I like that he did it, you know, I don't have an issue with it. But I also like something that Stefanski said. Stefanski pretty much dropped it on us. Mm-hmm. They're looking to trade back.
Yeah, I heard his comments. I don't know that they're dying to do it. I wasn't really swung one way or another based on the comments of Barry or Stefanski. If anything, I got swung more through non-quarterback than quarterback, although I still think they're going to take one. But I got pushed more in the direction of no quarterback. But definitely, I don't know that I got moved to trade back in any way from what they were saying over the weekend.
I think they're going to trade back. He was talking. I saw what he said, and he just recently said it. He didn't come right out and say it directly, but it was pretty clear. It's clear as a guy like that's going to make it. They're looking for an opportunity to move back. And by the way, in exit, my opinion on Milroe has changed.
Okay.
I've been watching video on him, but I do have a question I'd like you to answer for me off the air. And I think you've addressed it, but I'm so anti-quarterback. And I still am, by the way. My opinion just changed about him.
What is your?
If you've addressed this already, please repeat it.
Okay.
Would you take Milroe or Howard first, wherever you're going to pick them? You know they ain't going to be in the first round. So wherever you're going to pick them, would you take Milroe or Howard first? All right. Talk to you later.
Yep, appreciate the call, Todd. If I had to pick one, I think they're actually – I don't have it up right now, but I think they're back-to-back on my quarterback big board. I think they're like 7 and 8. And I have Howard above Jalen Milroe, but it's more so based on the fact that I think Howard runs a Kevin Stefanski offense better and not who I think the better quarterback is. I almost talked myself into Jalen Milroe like, I don't know, a month ago, month and a half ago. Like, I talked myself into the idea that you could just build an elite defense. Milroe could be a Jalen Hurts-esque quarterback. And funny that they both went to Alabama in that case. But you could basically build this thing to be, well, just recreate what the Eagles did and sort of go against the grain from the rest of the AFC. So I do like him. I think he's good, but I think I'd still land on, if you're going to run the Kevin Stefanski offense, I like Will Howard with a very slight edge to Jalen Milroe, but they're very close in my book. Also, I thought Todd's comments were a little interesting there. Because we know, if you listen to this show, Todd's pretty much a daily caller, and we enjoy Todd's calls. But Todd's not a quarterback guy, as you would have just heard. He is a trade back, acquire draft capital, and you know, take non-quarterbacks in the first round and look to build this thing up over the next couple of years. And it's interesting to me that Todd, from hearing Kevin Stefanski talk, got closer to, oh, it sounds like he wants to trade back. I feel like in every conversation happening right now in the NFL, right, anything that you hear, Haslam, Barry, Stefanski, national media, you always hear louder the side that you naturally agree with. Like, those statements always stand out to you where it's like, oh, there he goes, confirming what I had heard. And by the way, like, I'm not immune to this either. I hear a lot of pro-Shador things, and it's not just like, oh, my whole media is Shador Sanders-filled, but it's like, oh, yeah, here's a guy saying Shador is terrible, and I sort of scroll past it, and it's, oh, what's this? What's this? NFL talking head says Shador Sanders could be better than Cam Ward, and it's like, okay, yeah, now you have my attention. You always hear those louder. It's because there's so many opinions that when you hear people agree with you, you almost latch onto it. All right, but back to the topic hand. And again, 216-474-0092. Have your thoughts changed on the Browns front office and coaching staff's job security based on Jimmy Haslam's admission today that you can put this on him? Let's go back out of the phones. Eddie is in Westlake. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man? What do you got?
Pretty good. Hey, you know what? No, it's not changed. I mean, I don't think that, you know, you got to understand who you're dealing with here. Jimmy Haslam has been a lot more patient than what he's been in the past. I don't think if they win six games, I don't think they're going to retain their jobs. That's why the trading back or the defensive player makes more sense for them and for them to go out. And that's why you hear the Cousins talking, things like that. They're trying to win as many games as they can and put as many good football players and still maybe get that quarterback of the future, but it's going to be somebody somewhere, you know, in the later rounds. And, I mean, I know you keep on putting this on bit. I mean, I'm glad that Haslam admitted it started with him. But, man, listen, we if we don't believe in it, like you said, you want to believe what you want to believe, what you want to hear louder, as if that's your belief. But if you look league-wide, I know everybody, you know, I know you're a Kevin Stefanski guy, but league-wide, the league is saying Andrew Berry not doing a bad job. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, and so that's the league, the other, you know, 32 teams. What they are saying is Kevin Stefanski, based off these surveys, is players really not feeling Kevin Stefanski. So at the end of the day, because Andrew Berry had, I don't know, 3 out of the 5 years he'd been a GM. You know, they were talking about the Browns had a top 5 roster, whether you want to say it was players he inherited, whatever the case might be.
Right.
He rolled out a top 5 roster, maybe 3 out of 5 years he's been a GM. And so at the end of the day, you can't coach it too. You know, you can't roll out the roster and coach the roster too. So I know Kevin Stefanski will get a job tomorrow as an OC, but as a head coach, not so much. But Andrew Berry, I believe Andrew Berry will get another general manager job when you're looking at some of these guys to get these jobs. So I know we put this on, you know, we're gonna put this on his draft and all that, but it made no mistake about it. League wide, you know, Andrew Berry is admired. You know what I mean? Yeah. Kevin Stefanski is admired as an offensive coordinator. He'd have a job tomorrow as an OC. Not so much as a head coach. I don't hear people running around and try to get him as a head coach. But as an OC, yes. So that's where I think, you know, we got to, you know, but they're tied at the hip. So that's the issue. When you get rid of one, you're going to get rid of both of them. So that means if they don't win 8 games, they're both gone. You know what I mean? They're not going to keep one. They're like a line, like how they say it. They're going to be a lot. They're going to get rid of both of them at the same time. if they don't win eight games next year, or if they're not in a situation where maybe they won two or three games, and then this rookie quarterback wins like five out of the last six or something like that, then they might have a chance. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they have two wins or something. I don't know.
Right.
And then the quarterback, that rookie quarterback goes five out of seven or something like that. Something like that can happen, maybe. But
yeah, I just don't know, Eddie. If it's,
they don't go 500, they're going to get fired.
Yeah, if it's, and I appreciate the call. I don't know that, because it really does bring up the conversation that we've been having throughout the entire offseason. It's like, it's been sort of back of mind, and it's been involved in a lot of conversations where it was a focus early on, but now it's sort of almost just...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's brought back up. It's like, what is the point of keeping Barry and Stefanski? If you win six games next year and you look okay doing it, right? And maybe there's some things to look forward to, but it's not even that rookie quarterback looks like, you know, like you said, he won five of the last six games. If it's not that, but there are some trends looking upward, why keep them for 2025? Right? And especially with, again, and these are comments that we're going to get to coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, but Jimmy Haslam basically saying, we're not going to rush the quarterback position. We're going to figure this thing out through the draft within the next couple of years. Okay, well, if you're not rushing the quarterback position, you're not dying to win down, you don't feel like your window on competing has slammed shut and is not going to open before that, or is going to stay closed now with the guys here that you have, and that you still have a crack in the window, right? These guys like Myles Garrett aren't going to be non-competitive players by the time that their contract is said and done. Then why would you just have them here for 1 year? If they go and they win six games and they lose, but you're still looking for the quarterback, you still think you have a window to compete, and you speak highly of the two guys there, my entire thing just circles back to then why have them here next year? If you're going to fire them after six games, or if they only win six, what's the point of running it back? And that's where I draw my questions. All right, let's slip one more call here. Let's go to Franklin in Cleveland. Franklin, you got like 45 seconds. What's going on, man?
Yeah, this is the calm before the storm. He just trying to make them feel comfortable, Andrew Berry and his staff. so they won't mess up the draft on purpose. He about to get rid of them because they made a dumb decision to sign Watson when he didn't want to be here. He can't understand offenses and how to run them, things like that. Who pays that person that much money and they don't want to be here? They paid what's his name? Good Lord.
Miles.
Miles Garrett. His feet hurt. All last year they talking about he got to have surgery on his feet. Did he have surgery on his feet yet? And they paid him all that money. So, yeah, it ain't just the calm before the storm. They about to get fired because they dumb and they some simps. You don't beg nobody to come here and stay here if they don't want to be here. That's stupid.
All right, Franklin, I appreciate the call. We're up against it. I got to let you go. I mean, I don't think it's as clear-cut as they're going to get fired. Like, they're just gone. I will say, I do sort of buy into the idea, though, and the possibility that it is the calm before the storm of you could just sort of be calming things around the year so you don't hear so much, negativity around Andrew Berry after four games, right? Or before the season even starts where it's, oh, well, there goes game one. Let's get Berry out of here, and trying to calm some of that noise. And basically just trying to get that guy to feel comfortable as he heads into a season where he is general managing for his job. I think that's more likely. Again, all right. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to get to the station buzz, and then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to get back to what Jimmy Haslam had to say, more so focusing in on his not going to force it comments. Again, that's coming up at 8, but coming your way in about 5 minutes, we'll get to the station buzz. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here until 11 on Overtime on The Fan. The On 3 covers Ole Miss over there. Paid attention during the Jackson Dart Pro Day. Knows a heck of a lot more than I do on what went down at Jackson Dart's Pro Day. And we're going to figure out what the feeling is around Ole Miss and, you know, where they think he might be ending up. So that'll be a fun conversation. We'll get to learn a potential option as I've been slowly convincing myself that maybe Jackson Dart wouldn't be that bad. Maybe like, if you traded back up into the first round, maybe that could work. I could get Abdul Carter and I could get Jackson Dart. That feels like an option. Feels like it wouldn't be the worst thing on the planet. And I'm just talking myself into options where I have a quarterback that could be here for a long term and actually be good. And you know what that means? That means it's time to stop talking about the Cleveland Browns quarterback situation for all of, 14 minutes before we do it again at 8. And we get to hear from the guests across the station on the day with the most pressing things they had to say with the station buzz. All right, let's kick things off. Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com, was on with Baskin and Phelps. And, oh, look it, we went from talking Browns quarterbacks to Browns quarterbacks. He had comments on Berry saying that maybe the quarterback room going to skew a little bit younger this year.
Just because yesterday Andrew Berry said, you know, he thought the room would skew younger. And, again, he doesn't rule anything out. But to me, that probably means you don't bring in a 40-year-old Joe Flacco. If you're trying to skew younger. Now, maybe he meant it differently. Maybe he just meant, you know, the draft is where their focus is. But, you know, I think, I'm not saying it's going to be Carson Wentz, and I'm not sure it'll be Shooter Sanders. But right now, that's what I would think the makeup of the room would be if I had to bet.
I don't understand the comments on skew younger. If you mean just in general in the scope of the NFL, okay. By drafting a quarterback and already having signed Kenny Pickett, that tells me your room skews a little bit younger, does it not? Like, that is a clear indication to me. If you're talking about skew younger compared to where you were last year, sir, how? You had Deshaun Watson on the roster, which, if we're going to count that, even though he only played a handful of games, sure. Jameis is, what, like 30 years old? And then you had Bailey Zappi and DTR, who are practically infants of the NFL, sitting on the team. You're not skewing much younger than that. You're going to be probably right around the same mark there. I don't understand, again. If you're doing it based on a year-to-year comparison, sure. But not in the grand scheme of things. I do feel like, though, with that kind of comment, they're probably not looking to bring back Joe Flacco. And, can I just give myself a pat on the back and take a deep breath? Not because I need to congratulate myself, but because I win. I win as a Cleveland Browns fan when they don't bring back Joe Flacco, because that guy's 2 years removed. He had six good games, and that's what we're banking on. I don't want to roll through that again. Not for a full season. No, thank you. So I don't know. I think that probably there that you win a little bit of that battle, but overall, they're probably still going to bring in a veteran guy. It probably just means they're intending to draft a quarterback here, and maybe if they add a fourth quarterback for training camp, they go with another young guy. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think if you pay too much attention to what Andrew Berry is saying in March and pre-March, you're going to make your head spin in circles. I'll do it for you. Don't worry. I'll try to decipher everything that he says, but in the grand scheme of things, 95% of it is just nothing. It's a big nothing burger. It's all fluff. You're not getting actual content and meaning and truth out of it. It's mostly just, well, he's saying things because he's getting asked questions. All right, Daryl Ryder, our very own Browns beat reporter, on with Ken and Anthony today. And over the weekend, again, things being said from the Browns front office, Berry, Stefanski, Haslam, it's persuaded Daryl to feel a certain way about Mr. Kirk Cousins.
Based on Berry's comments yesterday, I'm less and less convinced that they're going to trade for Kirk Cousins. I really think that they are going to go young in that quarterback room. They're going to leave it to Stefanski to develop the kid. It goes to my theory. You know, everyone's talking about job security and people getting fired next January. I don't know if that's going to happen either. The more I think about this, I think Berry and Stefanski, because they work well together, I think they're going to get a chance to get this thing on track with a young quarterback. I really do.
It does feel like, again, and we just talked about this for the past 40 minutes, it does feel like we're getting closer and closer to that being the result. Is that they end up doing this. But I don't know. I feel like if you had a legitimate chance to go trade for Kirk Cousins, even if he only started 8 games this year, you'd probably do it if you're Cleveland. You'd probably just go through and pull the trigger, because what do you have to lose? Like, he's a guy who could start games for you this year. And I don't know that, even if we're talking about the Browns knowing that they're not going to be fully set up for a 2026 season, again, I feel like it's much more of a retool than it is a full-blown rebuild. And I don't know that they're willing to just go into this year with no options at quarterback. And go into this year not even giving your quarterback room really a chance. Just throwing a rookie out there and saying, well, hopefully you're Jaden Daniels and this thing works out. But probably not, and we'll just lose the games. Doesn't seem like a very Browns thing to do this year. All right, Joe DeLeon, A to Z Sports, on with Nick and JP today with Afternoon Drive. And talked about the Browns in the comments we'll get to here shortly, not forcing a quarterback at 2.
They don't want to force a quarterback at 2. That doesn't mean that they're completely out of the realm of possibility of selecting Shedeur Sanders at 2. I feel like that doesn't completely take them out. They're just going to be very careful about it, which they should be. They shouldn't just immediately jump to the conclusion of, crap, we need a quarterback. We don't know what direction we're going in. We just have to take the second best available guy. There is still a few weeks to go before they can finalize that decision. It seems pretty clear that they're going to have their choice. There's not going to be a spot where Cam Ward is going to end up falling into their lap. So they have the ability to see if they can sell themselves on it. But I found it really intriguing that over these, you know, this past weekend, that Abdul Carter, there's been a lot of steam and a lot of a push for him to likely be that pick for the Browns. And then hearing Haslam talk about how they don't want to force a quarterback here, I think that Abdul Carter, the way that things are trending, would make a lot of sense for them to pick him.
Yeah, it's a lot of the movement here at 2, but we'll get into what I feel the true feelings behind Jimmy Haslam's comments were, saying not force a quarterback at 2. And listen, we don't have any video here, any audio to go off of with Jimmy, because it was just a small group of reporters that he was talking to here at the meetings. But I don't know that necessarily this is all that far off of being wrong. I don't know that it's not just, we're not taking a quarterback at 2, as much as if it's not the guy, it's not the guy. It's the same thing we've been hearing for weeks. All right, Thor Nystrom of Fantasy Life on with Baskin and Phelps today, and talked about a quarterback they could be drafting it to in Shedeur Sanders, and something he just doesn't quite understand from people.
I think he will become an upper echelon quarterback in the NFL. I think you will get top 10 quarterback play out of Shedeur Sanders because of that special sauce that he has with the accuracy and the placement. I also think it's super unfair to people that say that he doesn't have pocket presence. It's a criticism that I actually do not understand. And that's a kid that made people miss in the pocket. He has way beyond functional athleticism within the pocket. He doesn't use it to run, right? I mean, that's not a guy that is looking to bail the pocket. He won't. Even when he's scrambling and he's coming up to the line scrimmage, he will stop on a dime to survey his options and then unload the ball. It's not a kid that is looking to break containment like that. I like the way that he keeps his head about him and that he continues looking down the field when he's moving around in the pocket.
Big fan of Thor's comments here. Big fan. I just don't know where the... essentially, yeah. Well, he's not athletic and he doesn't stay in the pocket. Guys, does he hold on to the ball a little bit too long? Yeah, sure, sometimes. Okay. As if that's not... Why is that the biggest knock for a quarterback, by the way? Like, I understand it. You need to have an internal ticker. You need to be able to deliver the ball quickly and make your decisions and your reads quickly. It's all something that's incredibly teachable. Like, if Kevin Stefanski is a quote-unquote quarterback whisperer, he should be able to go change that and make a difference with that fact. No. And he really, I mean, we can say that he's not great in the body. He's probably one of the better pocket passers. He led the FBS in completion percentage, and practically all he did was, if he had to, sure, he tried to use his legs in college, but a lot of just sitting in the pocket and delivering footballs. And I thought he did it pretty well. And that's why I, again, like him sitting in the one spot. All right, let's wrap things up here. Emory Hunt of footballgameplan.com on with Afternoon Drive today. And when given the opportunity to pick between Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter, he made his choice.
Give me the guy that could play both sides of the ball equally as effective. Travis Hunter could have been a first-round pick as a receiver and as a cornerback. And if you're Cleveland, you're getting someone that has dynamic playmaking ability and has the ability to really change the game. Because if you are a receiver, he doesn't need volume. You could throw him one pass, he could house it. And on defense, if you're a quarterback throwing his way, you're stupid because you're throwing to a literal wide receiver. So why would you throw his way? So that means you take away one half the field. He is the ultimate chess piece. So, and Abdul Carter, for me, is a very good player. But the problem is, like, we can't let him skate throughout this process where he had the shoulder injury that he played through in the postseason, which is admirable. We commend him for that. But then it became an issue. And then at the combine, he found out, oh, it's not just a shoulder, it's a foot. So he hasn't really done anything this process but come up with red flags on the medical report. So I think he may be in for a slight slide on draft day.
We'll get into Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter and the role that they play and everything coming up here in a little bit as well. But I want to throw it out to you guys, 216-474-0092. What did Jimmy Haslam mean saying that we're not going to force it when referring to the number two pick and a quarterback? I'll give you my thoughts. We'll get to yours as well coming up here at 8 o'clock in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.